obedience to the gospel. Jesus died for us. He shed his blood for us. He made this life possible. That's what that testimony is all about. Here's the testimony that John is emphasizing in 1 John, that Jesus came, and he says in that first chapter of 1 John that we handled him and we saw him, and all of these physical manifestations, the apostles saw him and witnessed him. And why is that important? Because he died and he was raised from the dead, proving that he is the Son of God. The historical testimony is critical. And the apostles saw him and they bore witness that he was alive. Mary came running from the tomb and said, "He is alive." And at first they didn't believe her. And John and Peter ran to the tomb and the tomb was empty. And they went and began telling, "He's alive." And he appeared to them and they began to tell, "He is alive." And following those 50 days on the day of Pentecost, they began to preach their eyewitness accounts that Jesus was alive. He is the Son of God. And in him we can have life. In that message, we can have life. We begin that process by being baptized into Christ. Jesus said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We're buried in the waters of baptism. Paul says in Romans 6, raised to walk a new life. Here in the Galatians passage that we reference, Paul says, "We are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. As many of you as have been baptized into Christ did put on Christ." We're going to sing a song of invitation. If you've never obeyed the gospel of Christ, we encourage you to obey the gospel this morning, to be baptized, to put on Christ in your life, and then continue to live for him. We didn't talk about, and don't have time now to talk about, but sometimes people ask the question, if eternal life is a present possession, does that mean we can't lose it? No, we can still lose it. The Bible makes it abundantly clear. Just because we begin to walk down that road and are baptized into Christ and come into him, we can live in such a way as to lose that life. So even if we hold a position that eternal life is a present possession that will continue into the future, that doesn't mean we can't lose it. You can forfeit it. You can forfeit your salvation. Don't forfeit your salvation. Start today. Obey him today. Live for him. Follow him. Seek him. That you may have that life which is eternal. While together we stand and sing, this song has been selected.